Did she leave a tip or not? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The question coursing through the political blogs is what Hillary Clinton is really like. What's she hiding? It's strange. Nobody's talking about what Barack Obama's really like, or Romney or Giuliani, or even Dennis Kucinich. But Hillary, there's this fear that one day she'll rip off her face and turn out to be one of the crab people. For example, NPR reported that during a lunch stop in Iowa, she ate at the Made Right Diner. The meal was on the house, but she left without tipping the waitress, who was a single mom working two jobs. And then, what gave the story legs, she started telling the waitress's story on the stump, saying the waitress's life would get better under a Clinton administration. To not tip a waitress is bad enough, but then to use her story? Only a crab person would do that, right? So it hit the Drudge Report, ABC, NBC. Except the manager of the diner says that Clinton, or at least somebody with the campaign, did tip the waitstaff. Didn't say how much, but the campaign says it was $100. Except the waitress says the way the tip was paid was a little strange. A staffer went to the restaurant Thursday to claim the campaign had indeed paid a tip, and when the waitress said again she hadn't seen a tip, the staffer handed $20 bills to everybody. That's okay. Now the story has changed from not tipping to hush money. As for the waitress, whose name is Anita Esterday, her parting comment to the reporter was, quote, "You people are really nuts. There's better things in this world to be thinking about than who served Hillary Clinton at Made Right and who got a tip and who didn't get a tip." I wonder, will the bloggers who profess to care so much about the waitress listen to that part of her quote, or will they figure, well, she's just a waitress? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.